Do you want to have a podcast of your own like me? Let me share my experience. It is said that a hobby is the best startup opportunity. And so I zeroed in on my love for talking. I chose to talk about those little troublesome things that derail us in life. And I'm on my third season of my podcast. But hold on, let me take you through it step by step. Kickstart by defining your theme, topic, or niche. What will it be all about and who is going to be your target audience? Once these basics are in place, the first and the very important step to do is to write out a few episodes like I did before stepping into the studio or recording them. You can't be stuck for want of what to say. Deciding on the format, the length, the structure of each episode is imperative. Create an intro and an outro, which is introduction and ending, which you must record each time to keep the audio levels. A creative artwork is the next step. What did I do wrong here? Well, it was using the logo with just a title description. Now what I do is create an artwork based on the topic of each episode and include my logo as the add-on. If you want to go the interview-based way, then remember to make a list of people you know who will agree to be a part of your podcast, because your episode needs to be out there on the day and the time you've chosen to broadcast it. Coming to the recording and uploading part. Investing in the right equipment, such as a microphone, headphone, and audio interface, maybe a recording and editing software, will definitely enhance the quality of your podcast, especially if you don't want to go to a studio. You could, of course, even record, edit, and upload using apps on your mobile. The crux of podcasting is not in the technicality, design, or the theme. It is about relevant and impactful messaging and thereon learning to filter out the unimportant to get down to the right amount of information to engage your listeners week after week. Unless you're clear about it, no one else will get what you want to say or even like what you say. The tougher choice is choosing a podcast hosting platform. There are some free options and some paid ones. You need to do some homework of your own on this. I chose Hubhopper, Buzzsprout, and Spotify to name my top three. Stay consistent with your release schedule to build a loyal audience, and remember this one thing. You cannot, I repeat, you cannot and won't be able to change the name of your podcast once you have uploaded it on any platform. So choose a name that screams the topic or expectation of your podcast. And don't hanker after a million followers or feel demotivated with how many are listening to you. It is indeed an exciting journey that allows you to share your passion or expertise with the world. So if you love to share and motivate like I do, start small and improve along the way. Thank you for listening in to Rewire Life in 1.5 minutes and sometimes a wee bit more with me, Hira. Namaste.